welcome you to this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where recipes and food abound, Richie. Fun with food.
I'm down with that.
Food Fight Radio. No, it's not really. We don't have fights here. We have Chef Louis DeAngelis, who is one of America's most famous chefs. He's the fix-it chef. People are running restaurants and they can't quite make everything work. When they need the restaurant to be tuned up a little bit, the menu needs to be fixed, they call on Chef Louis DeAngelis, and he's right there, jolly on the spot, like the Lone Ranger riding through the night. Who's Tonto, though, for you? Who would be your Tonto?
Whoever the sous chef at the restaurant would be.
Really?
And I would have to be jolly, because I'm a little heavy.
Yes, you are. Jolly old St. Louis. Wait a minute. We can go there.
That's not working.
Do something exciting. Jennifer and Chef Louis. Jennifer Horn and Chef Louis every week work together to produce the Food and Wine newsletter, which they have done over the past year or so. Some amazing things have come out of that newsletter, and I'm betting that today's and this week's issue, which you can get in your email box simply by going to Jennifer's picture on the co-host page, or Louis, a contributor, click on his picture, either of those pictures, bring it to the Food and Wine newsletter. You see a little box there, put your email address in, and before you know it, all that great information will be shared with you. What was that la about? La.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Jennifer. Ta-da. All right, so what's the highlight today? You can tease people without giving all of this away. So
cookie time.
It's cookie time?
Ooh. Cookie time.
Cookie.
Cookies. All right, so what sort of cookies are we making? These are Christmas cookies, I'm going to guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. I'm giving you a recipe that goes way back in my family. So delicious. Takes a little bit of elbow grease, but it's worth it.
Elbow, you want to give us a little?
Yeah, that's a nice ingredient.
Elbow grease.
It's called a kolachki. Have you ever had one of those?
Ooh.
That's a Polish.
It's a Czech thing. Well, or
but
probably.
It's like a meat wrap, isn't it?
No, it doesn't have meat in it. You can actually do a couple of different things. You can do
Kowalski,
apricot.
What is it called?
Kolachki.
Now there's another thing. What's the thing called?
You're thinking of a pierogi.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking something else begins with a K. That is, it has. It's like a. It's almost like a stuffed pepper. Gowumpkies.
Oh.
Doesn't start with a K. There's a K in there, though, something.
Somewhere.
Gowumpkies.
A Gowumpki.
Yeah. You made that up.
Tony made them. Her father made them. Nope, it's called a Gowumpki. Anybody who's ever heard of a Gowumpki, 800-510-8255.
I'm looking it up. How do you spell it?
I don't know. It begins with a G.
G.
Gowumpki.
Wump.
Gowumpki.
Gowump. There it is.
Gowump.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Here it is.
Yeah, see? Na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, wiki. PolishFoodInfo.com, Gwumpki.
Yeah. There it is.
How to make
Tony's maiden name
rolls.
Is Radajack. Radajack.
Huh.
All right. Matter of fact, Louie.
Yes.
The other day, there was this fellow who was gone. He was going to the Registry of Motor Vehicles. And you may have heard this story. You may not have. A Polish immigrant went to the DMV to apply for a driver's license. Of course, he had to take the eyesight test. So the optician shows him a card with the letters CZWIXNOSTACZ. And the optician says, "Can you read this?" "Read it," the guy says. "I know him." Okay. And now
my old
show.
That's one of my old ones. That's not a name. That's an eye chart. You see some people, you got no vowels in there. What's going on here?
All right. So from Gowumpkies, we got digressing here just a bit.
All right. So I did kolachki, and Louis did.
I did a no-name cookie that's been in the old Italian recipes books for years. And I call them little butterballs. And once you see how they're made, you'll recognize the cookie. And they're just fantastic. Little round drops of goodness.
Round
Very
and small
rich,
cookies, though.
Pecans and really? A lot of butter. Oh, they're just wonderful.
Well, but see, a friend of mine made me a batch of cookies that are a little chocolate chip. They're oatmeal. They're all natural, though. No grease, nothing in them. And they are the yummiest things. And they're even better when they're frozen. I find frozen cookies, or when you want to eat something that's really bad, a frozen brownie.
Mm.
Oh, my God. And put some vanilla ice cream on it. Woo-wee!
I'm all for it.
Yeah. All right, so the cookie recipes, how many are there in this week's Food and Wine newsletter?
I have my one, but I have some variations to it with different fillings.
You only have one?
Well, there's some variations to it, like I said. And then I have my cocktail, which is an oatmeal cookie cocktail, which is really good.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Now I can't wait for this one.
This is for Christmas parties. These things, you can freeze them and take them out. And they'll seem you can put them in the oven and warm them up just a little bit.
My grandmother used to freeze cookies for a whole year, pretty much.
Yeah, but then when you take them out, have you ever tried taking a frozen cookie out and putting it in the oven and warming up just a little bit so that it seems like it was just baked? You can do that.
Oh yeah.
Right? Am I teaching you something? It's pretty unusual for me to be teaching you something about cooking. No, no butter, nothing on these cookies. You don't put any butter on these cookies.
Everything's better with butter on it.
I'm not sure about that. It may taste better, but it isn't better for you. We have to be
better for you. You
had to put a qualifier in.
You know what? It is better if you're going to have a cookie. It's better to make your own than buy the store-bought can.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, but you can do it. It's easy. It's not. This is not a difficult thing.
Right.
Anyway, we share a lot of traditions and recipes in the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter. Would you do yourself a favor and just go to gooddayshow.com, look for Jennifer or Louie, click on their pictures, and sign up for the newsletter. You'll be happy. Someday we have to get recipes that are all straight from the farm. Can we do a farm recipe day? Would that be
a good idea?
Farm recipes, things from the farm. This is a more family.
I know how to make a cow patty.
Friendly, yeah. Perfect. Jennifer and Louie and Richie and Roberta and the gang are here at 14 after. This is Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through December 11th, save on all tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Instantly through Wii.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You've got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. six, seven, eight. Press the right key.
Yeah, we like this song.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Press the right key. You try it now, okay?
If you press the key, it's a number three. Three yummy cookies pop on the screen.
All right,
the Cookie Monster. We all love the Cookie Monster. Have you ever had a cookie made out of things like lentils? Can you make cookies with vegetables in them?
I'm sure you can make it out of lentil flour, I would imagine. Oh, I make the best zucchini cookies.
Zucchini cookies?
Yeah.
Cookies I can get.
Shredded zucchini?
Well, so then why'd you turn up your nose when I just said
I wouldn't have a problem with a lentil cookie.
Lentil cookies?
Beans?
Yeah.
I could see it.
Beans are good for you.
You'd have to mix it up with something, but yeah.
Yeah. What would you make? You make it up. We mix it up with oatmeal. You could do that.
I mean, when lentils get all dried out, they're kind of like a cookie anyway. They're crusty and hard and
ew.
But there are lots of different.
Good, though.
Yeah. Hey, do you ever take Louis when you're making desserts and use juices from things like apples or peaches or nectarines?
Apple juice.
Use it as a sweetener too. A lot of times, you know, if I'm making something for someone that I know cannot tolerate sugar, you know, but I can get away with like a natural sweetener, usually with apple cider or something. That works.
Apple cider. Yeah.
I like it because it gives a real bite to the flavor, especially when you mix it with a little baking soda as your leavening agent. It really makes a great oatmeal cookie.
You can use applesauce as a replacement for butter, Dougie.
We have apple butter at the farm store. Apple butter? I don't really know.
Butter.
We have pumpkin butter. We have, I want to say avocado, but it's not avocado. There's some kind of, there are these. How do they make these butter? They call them butters. What are they really?
Just a very concentrated puree.
So they grind them up.
Yeah, it's a real concentrated puree with sugar and some spices, and it's just wonderful. That's what apple butter is.
We go to the Amish store and buy the apple butter. Oh,
mm-hmm. You don't have to do that, but you can come to my store and buy it.
It's closer.
Well,
the Amish are closer.
You can take a little ride, be good for you. So we have this week a focus on healthy reasons to use flavors. The reason that I brought that up is because there are flavors that are associated with the holidays. There are smells, like the smell of the Christmas tree. There are things that come into your nostril that maybe meet your palate that are unique to this time of year. Starting pretty much now, the Christmas things that you're making, you go to Christmas parties, and oftentimes people bring things that are supposed to remind you of this season. They are dramatically different. A lot of the foods that are around now are not really around the rest of the year, right, Louis?
That's right. And one of the first ones that you think of is cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's such a Christmassy
flavor. I put cinnamon in the warm apple cider.
Right.
Very good.
Well, you know what the cinnamon does? It actually warms your body.
Yeah.
And it revs up your appetite. And it's also a very strong medicine to help fight against diabetes.
Cinnamon and local honey together are extraordinarily good for your immune system.
Yes.
Extraordinary.
That's just stuff we should use all year round instead of just at Christmas time.
Yes.
You know, cinnamon butter on a nice, on a sweet potato any time of year.
There you go on your butter thing. Yeah. Why are you on this butter?
Cinnamon on sweet potatoes or oatmeal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's what, cinnamon, not cinnamon butter.
Well, butter's better for you than margarine.
Well, that's true. We have holiday season foods in our focus here. Lots of good ideas shared in the next half hour, so you might want to stick around. You'll get some flavors that you weren't aware even existed. Ideas from Chef Louie and those of us here on the gang at 29 after the hour.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall.
Chad Stewart.
But don't you know?
His 67th birthday. Remember Chad and Jeremy? They are, I think, a part of that new PBS Begathon focusing on folk music, I think. Summer Song was one of their big hits. They had a lot of good music. Yesterday's Gone. Pretty sad song, actually. Willow Weep for Me, another sad song. If I Loved You is another sad song. A lot of sad songs. Yeah, this guy was the MC for the Smothers Brothers show, in case that may ring a bell with you. Remember the, yeah, that's Chad.
I do.
Anyway, yeah. Tommy Kirk from the same era, a Disney star, Swiss Family Robinson, the Shaggy Dog, Old Yeller. Remember him, the absent-minded professor?
I do remember him.
Yeah.
From my kid days.
69 he is today. Now it's time for Clyde. How's your Clyde? Clyde Orange. Drummer for the Commodores.
By the way,
yes,
I'd like to beat our producer who chose to play Because I'm Easy by the Commodores over this.
Rick House as well. Sweet Love is another one of them. Sail On, remember Sail On?
Yeah, I do remember Sail On.
Don't make ballads much anymore. They're any good. Buble brings back some of the old ones, but there's nobody around that's doing a good job with the ballads. Happy birthday to Jessica Cleavage. No, Jessica Cleave, sorry. One of the singers with the Friends of the
Nation. Let's see if you can do it.
Which one?
Roberta, you can probably do it. Louie,
I'm
sure
you can do it. We can do it. Dig it, dig it, dig it, dig it.
Jennifer, I'm not so sure.
Clay, what are we doing?
Raising in the Grass. We're going to do
You're gonna
dig,
see it.
Dig it, dig it, dig it. I have the music of Johnny Rodriguez in there. Susan Day from the Partridge Family and L.A. Law, among other things.
Oh, yeah.
Is, she's 58 today.
Susan Day is 58?
58 today. Born this day, 1952. Actor Kenneth Branagh. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Branagh. I think it's Branagh.
Is 50 today. So are we going to do this, Richie, or not?
I think it's
coming. I can do it. You can do it. We can do it.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Come on, Jennifer. You know this. You can do it.
So we...
I need to know the words.
I can dig it, we can dig it, you can dig it, we can dig it, you can dig it, we can dig it.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it, baby? Scott Alexander, bass player, with Dishwalla. Who's Dishwalla?
This band.
Yeah.
It's just their big hit.
Thank you. Really?
Yeah, good song.
All right, so if your birthday is today, December the 10th, what are you all about, pray tell? Louie, when's your birthday?
First week of January.
All right, happy birthday.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Ambitious and independent you are. You're an intelligent Sagittarian with imagination and inspired thoughts. That just came into my mind. The woman that I love probably more than anybody in my life, to the point where I had her in my life. Her birthday is today.
My dad's birthday was today.
Happy birthday to him.
Charlotte's running across the room right now to bite you.
No, Charlotte's fine. Charlotte's cold, and I put her in the chair with a blanket around her.
No, you have a blanket on the dog?
I have a blanket on the dog. She's cold. She's outside. If you are born on December 10th, you are mentally sharp as it comes. You have a desire for learning.
Do they ever say you're mentally stupid, you're dense?
Right, you're born on this day. Yeah. Lord help you.
Yeah.
Today is the day you die.
Don't handle sharp objects if today's your birthday.
28 after on good day.
Fasten your helmet.
Cheapskate Jeff Yeager has frugal friends. One got a really good deal. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Kate Eastlick was looking for a house.
And had a piece of property, and she asked if anybody had a house they were looking to tear down. And somebody offered her a cottage if she would agree to, at her own expense, move it.
$6,000 later, she moved in. Jeff writes about Eastlick in his new book, The Cheapskate Next Door. But not all his friends get high praise. Take this buddy, for example.
He's the kind of cheapskate that gives cheapskates a bad name, but he claims it's his birthday every time we go out to eat. I mean, the number of free cakes he's been served to the guy would be like 1,200 years old.
Read more of Jeff's money-saving tips on our website and find trusted links to freebies. One of the best is freecycle.org. Jeff scarfed up 40 cement blocks and built a retaining wall. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program for Friday, focus on food. Fasanelli is here, Horn is here, McFadden is here, Kohut is here, DeAngelis is here. We've been talking about things that you can use that are different at this time of year to either season things or cook things. I was mentioning those cookies, and the person who made them said the cookies have garbanzo flour in them. Or is that the regular flour garbanzo made from garbanzo beans, I'm guessing, right?
Love garbanzo right. Beans.
Yeah. So there's just a small amount of flour in there, a cup for the entire batch of cookies, two plates. Let's see, whole wheat pastry flour. So it's a combination of garbanzo and whole wheat flour. And the cinnamon on it would be good. There are other things. We've mostly been talking about desserts and the sweet and nice things that we think about at Christmas time. But there are other things that can be used, I suppose, maybe putting things in drinks. You could use various the seasonings. I'm thinking about what's in my closet, Louis, up in the that didn't sound right. I have a maybe cabinet is better. Cabinet has a number. I have a whole... across the top of the cabinet, all of these various things I hardly ever use, cloves and nutmeg and ginger and lemon seasoning. And this guy who's been on my program or that guy's been on my program sent their seasonings along, garlic. There's a whole bunch of things. And I normally don't think much about it. I just sort of to taste think, all right, I'll put a little of this in, a little of that. I have some seasoning that's for seafood, that kind of stuff. So is there anything that's better? And then another in terms of seasoning is better for you or tastes better or is more applicable to this time of year?
Well, the four of them, the big four is cinnamon, cloves, ginger, and nutmeg.
The big four seasonings.
Right.
See, I don't think of cinnamon as a seasoning. You folks think of cinnamon as a seasoning?
Why not? Yeah.
I don't know.
But here's the funny thing. If you take the four of those and add turmeric to it,
yeah,
you got the basis to a great curry, a homemade curry.
Well, turmeric is extraordinarily good for you.
And it's all healthy.
By the way, very, very healthy.
You know, if you walk away from this with anything, what people should realize is that spices are like, these are all natural pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
One of these, every blend, every seasoning, is all here and it's good for us, especially spices. In this country, you know, I took an informal poll a couple of years ago. I spoke to probably 50 different people in a restaurant. And I asked him, I said, when you cook at home...
What an annoying thing, dude. You just went into a restaurant, started walking around and asking people questions while they're eating their food?
That's
well,
I was
annoying.
Cooking that night, and I'm walking around with some new dishes and having people try them. And I've asked them questions like, do you use a lot of spices on your food?
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is that most people answered the same way. Oh, yeah, I use salt, pepper, garlic powder, and then they just, like,
right.
Stand up.
Exactly.
There's spice to them.
Really?
But if you go, you know, look at a lot of the Indian foods, Midwestern, Far Eastern foods, they use spice. Now, spice...
I get them confused, too.
Whichever.
We're laughing about you saying Midwestern foods, or you're talking about...
Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
I meant Far East and Middle. You know what I meant.
Cinnamon and ginger, from what I know in the homeopathic sense. I don't know that much about cloves and nutmeg, but I do know that ginger, extraordinarily powerful and good for you. And the same with cinnamon. I was talking about mixing it a few minutes ago with any kind of local honey, and it'll ramp up your immune system like you wouldn't believe and get rid of your... If you have allergies, it'll really help you deal with allergies as well.
Have really. Sour stomach?
Here's the problem,
ginger's
though.
Great settling. That's why you drink ginger ale when your stomach is upset. Your mother says drink ginger ale.
Yeah.
Ginger settles. It's a great digestive aid. Excuse
you
me.
Really want to make that ginger ale work? Heat it up.
I never
Ooh,
heard of that.
Really?
Really?
Well, take ginger ale, put it in the nuke for a minute. A hot glass of ginger ale, and your stomach is straightened out like 1, 2, 3. I mean,
really?
Fantastic way to do it.
Huh. My father's grappa does that, too.
What's grappa?
Grappa is alcohol drink, you know, like a vodka or a gin, but it's made from the skins of the fermented grapes
after you press the seeds too, right?
Yeah, after you we don't make it from beets, but after you press the grapes into wine, the skins are left over, and then you ferment that and you make the grappa. It's moonshine, basically. It's mountain moonshine.
It sounds like the way you're describing this stuff. I get
but
out of the
man,
silo
the
to
stuff
feed the cows.
My grandmother makes, and we put a sprig of rue in it.
Yeah.
The
rue, R-U-E.
R-U-E. We put a sprig of fresh
rue. Kind
of
like I rue the day I met you.
Kind of makes it a little green. And if you have an upset stomach, you take a swig of that. We even give it to children. You take, that's it. Whatever's in there, you have a stomach virus, done.
Mostly because you're so trashed, you forget that you're sick.
My grandmother used to make like 150 proof stuff. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Perfect.
It's like jet fuel, we called it.
All right, so that's a very good tip to stay the holiday, to get into the holiday sort of spirit using those things, even though there are things that we ought to be using all year long, in fact, Louis, yeah?
All right, and cloves, same thing. That's not only just a breath freshener, but whenever you go to a dentist, he goes to give you a shot of Novocaine.
Mm-hmm.
That was the old clove oil.
Mm-hmm. For toothaches.
To numb the skin. It's a topical numbing agent.
You know what else cloves are? Cloves.
Yeah, and it also it's very effective with staff.
Wow,
it's also great if you don't like the smell of mothballs and you want to keep the bugs out of your clothes.
You
just bag up cloves out of your clothes. Bag up cloves, and I bag them up in like old stocking bottoms. I don't know if it's the feet smell or the cloves that keep out the moths, but it works really well.
All right, so here's my question, Lou.
Yes, Rich.
I like to cook. I don't cook as much as I'd like to, but I like to cook. And when it comes to herbs, spices, or seasonings, I don't know where to start as far as, okay, I want to cook a pasta, I want to cook fish, I want to cook something on the grill. Which herbs, spices should I use for each? How do I know whether I should use an herb or a spice or a seasoning for any one of them? How do I start working these things into my day-to-day routine when I'm cooking? I mean, I open up the spice rack and I don't know which one goes with which.
Well, first of all, seasoning is somebody else's idea of what you should be eating. It's a combination of herbs or spices. You're better off making your own.
Okay.
Okay. And then you got to realize the difference between herbs and spices. Spices are from plants that are grown in tropical areas. Herbs are subtropical or northern. And they're usually a dried plant. One or the other is going to give you a different desired effect. If you're cooking Italian food, take a couple of the basic ones, like take some oregano. Take a little bit of parsley, curly parsley, and taste it. Put some in the palm of your hand and taste it. Taste those herbs, taste those spices, and say, you know what? This is something I'm going to like. I wonder how it's going to work with beef, or I wonder how it's going to work with chicken. But the best way is to taste it. Taste them first.
Is there a right or a wrong?
No. Okay. No, you know, for years everybody thought tarragon was only good for, you know, to put on potatoes, and tarragon was good for vegetables. And all of a sudden, somebody in France decided to make a tarragon butter chicken and ran away with every prize that year because it worked out just
right.
Wonderful.
And then my last question: fresh or the little bottles that you have in your spice rack?
Honestly, I use the little bottles because you just can't. I mean, I have an herb garden. You know, where I have some herbs fresh. But the dried, it's four times as powerful because you're getting all the concentrate of it. And it's just easier to have a bunch of different ones at your fingertips, more so than you can keep fresh ones. You know, fresh ones aren't going to last as long, or dried ones will last a year.
But oftentimes when you dry stuff like that, it loses some of its beneficial qualities.
You know, it does, but at the same time, it's like it has. They're so abundant in each plant, like oregano, so abundant. The pain killing value of oregano, for example, it's so abundant in the plant. And when you dry it, you're not losing much.
Oops, I found a seasoning. I'm going to have to disagree with you. That stays in my cabinet, and I use it quite a bit. Old Bay.
I use that.
Me and a Marylander.
You want something crazy with Old Bay, and you'd never think of it like this, but you take some chicken. Chunks, white chicken meat chunks, take some shrimp, you cook them up, hit it with Old Bay, butter, and garlic, and a little bit of olive oil, mix it with pasta, and you got the greatest Creole pasta dish you ever tasted in your life.
Yeah.
And it's all because of Old Bay. Yeah. And Old Bay is cardamom, it's celery seeds, celery salt, it's got some pepper in it, and turmeric.
Yeah, good stuff.
And sugar. Believe it or not, most of these seasonings have sugar in them.
Chef Louis DeAngelis here helping us out with ideas for holiday season food fixing, and perhaps you can find places. Maybe we ought to suggest a few places where people can go if they don't want to cook. Where do they go to find things that seem to be there? Are always these stores that say home cooked pies. I'm not sure I believe any of that, but can you find them if you look around? And one of the answers I would give in a premature sense is the farm store. There are a lot of farm stores now that have bakeries on site. And one of my friends that owns a farm store down in Rhode Island says he started as a dairy store like I have, and he is still selling all of the various dairy products that go with the farm. But he found in opening a bake, his wife started making things, the bakery stuff, and put them in the store. People, when they come through the door, they smell those things, and he says, I do now four times as much business in the bakery goods department than I do in the dairy department. And his original thing was the dairy.
Wow.
Still the dairy farm. You can walk around, watch the cows be milked, all that stuff. But he's got a big, big, big bakery business, and a lot of it is wholesale to the area, like the 7-Elevens, the convenience stores. This local guy has a reputation, and it's just in his area. But he's very, he sells millions of loaves of bread and stuff like that, just in his local jurisdiction. So it's kind of neat. But the point I was trying to make is that when you walk through the door of that place, wow. Are you hit with some fragrances? Woof. And you buy when you have that in your. I mean, it's very clever.
Yeah.
Right? You hit when people go into a restaurant, they smell
you
good
smell
things,
it.
They're
going
to be hungrier, they'll buy more.
Absolutely.
Eat more, drink more. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we'll be broke. 16 before the hour, Chef Louis on Good Day.
Is that what time it is, Doug?
That's what time
it is. There was a restaurant, believe it or not, in South Florida. Uh-huh. They got in trouble over that aromatherapy.
Yeah. All right.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through December 11th, save on all tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of four Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
It's 12 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The fate of Senate Bill 510, which plays into our discussion of food. There are a lot of people who are concerned, parties at this time of year, people getting food from all over the place, how many people get sick with foodborne illness problems. The FDA will tell you it's all because they don't have enough money to inspect everybody, and so therefore they need to pass this bill, Senate 510. And again, they're playing it. They've taken every trick in the book they've used. Now they're talking about holiday safety. Remember, the symptoms of foodborne illness are yada, 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 yada. And if you have clean food, then you won't get sick and you won't die. And, of course, if we have all the power to inspect all these bad food producers, you will live to be 1,000. That's basically the line behind these fools that run the FDA. And, Louis, because you and I have been very close to this, I thought you'd be interested to know, if you hadn't heard, that the food bill went to the House, and the only way they could get it passed was to tack it on to the spending bills, that is the budget bill, $800 trillion or whatever it is. They have to put it on that in order to get it, and they passed the budget bill as everything else is being blocked. So now they're going to send it back to the Senate and hope when the Senate passes the budget bill, they'll pass 510. However, the Republicans in the Senate, haven't they been filibustering everything, not passing anything?
Right. They've been blocking, doing a very good job of blocking some of this pork in these things.
Right. Well, it is the worst. Call your senator. I'm back on this again. Senators, Louis, call your two senators today. Jennifer, call your two senators today. Richie, call your two senators today. Roberta, call your two senators today. Clay doesn't know who his two senators are, but it would be a good learning process.
Clay doesn't know what a senator is.
To learn. The bill 510 is going to come up for cloture, perhaps, as they look at the budget. I think they are trying to get out of there this weekend, aren't they? They got to do the tax deal. The first thing they're trying to do is the tax deal, but they're throwing everything else in like a pot of chicken soup. So I want to speak to your senators and congressmen because that thing is still looming around very bad for people who like to eat fresh, locally grown food. Chef Louis here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Mumbo number five. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your
years later and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. Call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Smoking is bad for you, but it turns out it's worse than we thought. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. A new report out from the U.S. Surgeon General Regina Benjamin, and it outlines in great detail the dangers posed by tobacco use. All right, let's begin, General Benjamin. Smoking is dangerous. Why?
Tobacco smoke is a toxic mixture of over 7,000 chemical compounds, and inhaling these compounds in tobacco smoke causes immediate and long-term damage, which can lead to death and disease.
And if we may ask, what new revelations are contained in this new report?
This report talks about how tobacco smoke affects you and affects every organ in your body.
And the Surgeon General says the notion that infrequent tobacco use is not as detrimental to your health is false. Just one cigarette, according to this data, poses a health risk.
Even if you don't smoke but a little bit, you're continuing to irritate or to damage those blood vessels, and over time it just builds up. Even one cigarette can hurt.
The Surgeon General's office adding that smokers can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for more information to help kick the habit. And that brings us to the President of the United States. Fairly common knowledge, he is a smoker, or was a smoker. We're not really sure. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs was asked about this at yesterday's daily briefing.
The President will be the first one to tell you that it's a struggle.
Yes, but is President Obama still smoking cigarettes, or has he quit?
This is something that he's aware is not something that's in doing is in his best interest or his health, and I think he's thought about that for quite some time.
Robert Gibbs did not answer the question there. He did go on to say he has not observed the president lighting up in about 9 months. He hasn't observed him smoking. A cagey way of saying he probably still is smoking. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Plenty of new terrain to talk about as the weekend approaches. Today's report brought to you by Mountain Magazine. Get 2-for-1 lift tickets when you subscribe using promo code RADIO. Hurry, lift tickets are valid through December 17th. Visit mountainaccess.com and use the promo code RADIO to subscribe. Fresh snow earlier this weekend in New England plus very cold temperatures means a bunch of trails opening up for Friday and Saturday with even more resorts coming on board. In Vermont, Killington picked up almost 2 feet of snow this week. They'll ride on 16 trails and almost 40 runs open. J.P. in northern Vermont with close to 3 feet of snow in the last 5 to 6 days. They'll be riding onto their state side and their tram side of the mountain with over a half a dozen plus runs. Whiteface in the Adirondacks with about a half a foot of new snow recently. 6 miles of terrain at Whiteface. Checking out Sugar Mountain in North Carolina, they have 14 runs open. That's 70% of the mountain already. Other spots opening up this weekend, Jack Frost and Seven Springs, both in Pennsylvania. Now to Colorado, where Steamboat continues down 116 trails. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Mixed finish on Wall Street yesterday with the Dow down 2 points, closing at 11,370. S&P up 5. NASDAQ with an 8-point gain. Crude oil up 9 cents a barrel to $88.37. On Capitol Hill, House Democrats staged something of a rebellion yesterday against President Obama's plan to extend Bush-era tax cuts for most Americans. Democrats vocally rejecting the plan in a closed-door meeting. The Senate is expected to vote on the legislation on Monday. Speaking of the Senate,
the yeas are 57, the nays are 40. The motion is not agreed to.
And with that, Republicans in the Senate blocked consideration of a massive defense budget bill, which includes repeal of the military's controversial Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Rock icon and Doors lead singer Jim Morrison has been pardoned by the Florida Executive Clemency Board. Morrison, convicted of exposing himself and being profane during a concert in Miami back in 1969, no photographic evidence of Morrison exposing himself at the concert exists. Morrison died in Paris in 1971 at the age of 27. And finally, time for another one of those big Christmas tree lightings. In this case, the National Christmas Tree. The ceremony held last night on the White House Ellipse.
Snow or shine, in good times and in periods of hardship, folks like you have gathered with presidents to light our national tree.
That's what President Obama had to say before the lighting of the tree. Then it was time to count it down.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go. The tree all aglow, the president sending out his family's wish for the holidays.
On behalf of Malia, Sasha, Michelle, Marion, who's our grandmother in chief, and Bo, don't forget Bo,
the doggy,
I wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a blessed holiday season.
You gotta love Bo, the first pooch, if you will, and no doubt, give it a chance, Bo would love to get near that Christmas tree to give it some of his own holiday cheer, if you know what I mean. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Everyone saves at Macy's More the Merrier sale. 20 to 60% savings store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off when you use your Macy's card or pass. Cashmere sweaters for her, buy more, save more. Men's cashmere sweaters, buy one, get one free. Coats for her, 40% off. Espresso makers, 40% off. Shop early till 11 p.m., now through Sunday at Macy's. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.